In case you don't know who I am or you don't know that much about me, I'm not a famous person. I have been a professional speaker, trainer, and coach for 21 years, and I've been involved with the Nightingale Conant Corporation since 1986, and I just love sharing success strategies. I want to tell you what Jose Silva's mind training systems have meant to me. I'm one of 28 million adult children of alcoholics, and I was born into a poor, miserable alcoholic home in the city of Detroit in 1943. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am not complaining. I have a very wonderful life. I have enormous blessings, a tremendous amount to be grateful for, and my career is what I love to do. It is, however, what happened to me. Now, as some of you know, living in an alcoholic home is literally a horror show 7 days a week. Because when you have a parent who is drunk every day, it's an awful situation for small children. It's screaming, it's yelling, it's emotional violence, and occasionally it's physical violence. We lost our house. My father lost many, many, many jobs, and God bless him. I am at peace with him now. And I had some aunts and uncles who were so kind that they took care of us. They gave my mother money, and they bought us clothes, and they took care of us. My childhood, like so many, was very difficult, and I developed an image as a loser, as a nobody. My father said I was a miserable brat, and he wished I would run away. When I was a senior in high school at St. Gregory Catholic School in Detroit, a well-meaning IHM nun, Sister Rose DeLourdes, in front of the entire senior class said, "Michael Wickett, you're a bum. You'll never amount to anything." Well, I'm dedicating my new book to her, and the title of my new book will be Sister Rose DeLourdes Was Wrong. And I grew up with this image of somebody who would fail, someone who was unworthy. I was very afraid. I was so nervous that I could not sleep until I was in my 40s. All of my life, I suffered from ADD, which, as you know, is attention deficit disorder. Couldn't relax. You couldn't concentrate. You couldn't organize your thoughts. I had a very, very difficult life. And just so you know, I blame no one for my life. I'm at total peace with my parents, Hal and Rita Wickett, and I'm at peace with anybody who was ever a part of my life. I take total responsibility for my life. I'm just relating to you that my life was pain and suffering and poverty and struggle. And back in the late 70s, I got inspired. I read Think and Grow Rich, and I got inspired, and I made a passionate commitment. And I'm asking you to think about this. A passionate commitment to do whatever it took to change my life so that I could create a life that works. And I took many programs that were very valuable. The Dale Carnegie course was wonderful. Their sales course was wonderful. Many other programs. And I had some outer success. However, I still suffered from ADD. I still had trouble sleeping. I still was anxious and I couldn't organize my thoughts. And I really felt like I had enormous potential because everything I had ever studied said we all do. And I sought solutions. Now, whatever you look for in life, you will find because it will find you. And I heard about the work of Jose Silva, and I followed up and I talked to many, many, many people. And I met Lou Barbone, who had the Silva franchise for the state of Michigan. And the course seemed like a wonderful solution for me. So I got involved in Jose Silva's mind training programs, and it changed my entire life. Now, because I had ADD, I had to go through it three different times because I couldn't sit for more than an hour or two, and I'm just being honest. And it took a couple months to adapt the ideas, but I just knew they would make all the difference in the world, and they did. As a result of learning how to use my intuition, tap into my higher intelligence, go to the alpha level of mind and relax, I became a whole new person. I reduced my stress. I became very focused. I became more present with people. My listening skill improved. And I started to make better decisions in every area of my life. I made some business decisions that have given me new global opportunities. I made the health decision to move to an aerobic program, as I mentioned. And I got intuition on wonderful relationships, and especially with my wonderful daughter, Kristen, which I'll tell you about later, that transformed my relationship with her. So you see, the Silva mind training programs have been absolutely life-changing for me. I realized that by going to level every day and using Jose Silva strategies, I'm in control of my destiny, and so are you. I have very few limits, and so do you, because there is a guide that we can use to help us to solve problems, make better decisions, and transform our life. I know that a wonderful new future is waiting for you right now as you begin the process of mastering Jose Silva's Ultramind ESP system. And now I want to introduce you to my friend Ed Byrne Jr. He worked with Jose Silva for 17 years, and Ed is going to talk to you about the long relax exercise and all the wonderful benefits that can begin to accrue to you as you make these ideas a part of your life.